This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military chief said Monday the country will respond after Iran launched an attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles over the past weekend. World leaders are urging Israel not to retaliate. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says all sides must show restraint to avoid a rising spiral of violence in the Middle East. French President Emmanuel Macron said Paris will try to convince Israel that we must not respond by escalating. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb told VOA's International Edition program, Israel's tough talk is putting its allies in a difficult position.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken just said Monday that the U.S. does not seek escalation with Iran. They do not seek war with Iran, but they will continue to support the defense of Israel. But this, you know, just, this can become a very complicated and very quickly become a tit for tat that gets bigger and bigger and bigger and can engulf the entire region into even more tensions.
The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday Israel is placing unlawful restrictions on humanitarian aid going into and being distributed in the Gaza Strip. The UN High Commission for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani told reporters in Geneva Tuesday that Israeli forces continue to carry out widespread destruction of civilian infrastructure in Gaza. The High Commissioner repeats that there must be an immediate ceasefire, the hostages must be released, and full unfettered humanitarian aid must be allowed to flow immediately into Gaza, Shamdasani said. Israel has defended its military campaign in Gaza as targeting the Hamas militant group and has accused Hamas of operating in civilian areas. The flame that is to burn at the Paris Olympics has been kindled at the site of the ancient games in southern Greece. Mary Mina, an actress playing the role of the high priestess, set the torch ablaze surrounded by an all-female cast of other priestesses in ancient Olympia. The ceremony took place after speeches from organizers of the Paris Games and the president of the International Olympics. This is VOA News. Australian police are calling a stabbing at a Syrian church in Sydney Monday an act of terrorism. A bishop, a parish priest, and several worshippers were injured during a sermon that was being live-streamed, and a 16-year-old boy has been arrested. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The teenage suspect was subdued by worshippers and arrested by the police. Australian investigators believe the alleged attacker was motivated by religious extremism. Declaring the attack a terrorist incident gives investigators greater powers and resources to probe the precise motivations of the alleged attacker. Australian intelligence agencies will work with their Five Eyes Security Alliance partners to assess the global threat of extremism. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told reporters Tuesday that this must be a time for tolerance.
There is no place for violence in our community. There is no place for violent extremism.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Tuesday called on North Korea to have a real and productive dialogue with the United States during her visit to a border village inside the Korean Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ. In comments made during her visit to the border village of Panmunjom inside the DMZ that serves as a buffer between North and South Korea, Thomas Greenfield reconfirmed Washington's willingness to engage in talks with North Korea and that the U.S. holds no hostile intent to the nation.
We have held the doors open for meaningful diplomacy, and we remain open to dialogue, real, productive dialogue, without preconditions. Let me repeat that. Dialogue without preconditions.
Copenhagen's century-old stock exchange building was engulfed in flames Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Flames tore through one of the Danish capital's most well-known buildings, causing its spire to collapse onto the roof. Police said there were no immediate reports of injuries. The stock exchange, whose spire was intricately shaped as the tails of four dragons entwined, was being renovated when the fire broke out. Copenhagen's fire service said the scaffolding around the building made it harder for emergency services to reach through to the flames, and that the copper roof was keeping in the heat. The Dutch Renaissance-style building no longer houses the Danish Stock Exchange. Instead, it serves as headquarters for the Danish Chamber of Commerce. It was not immediately clear what caused the blaze.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.